Now, as our bride and groom and the wedding party go down the aisle, out to the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel, to the old world chapel that had been made in privacy, that McElroy sings their love song.
Bless you for being an angel. Just what it seemed that heaven was not for me. Bless you for building a new. Just when my old dream crumbles so helplessly in that barn-covered chapel on the hill. Your face was a hymn that lingers still. So bless you, my darling, my angel. Heaven is mine, and life is divine.
Well, we've been informed by radio station KUGN of Eugene, Oregon, that their search for an engaged bride and groom couple, who will be on Bride and Groom next month, has been a big success. Today is the deadline for entries, according to KUGN. The couple, when chosen, will be flown by Western Airlines on a honeymoon trip to the Mount Royal Hotel and Sunshine Ski Lodge in Banff, Alberta, Canada, due to a memorable honeymoon. For the bride's outfit today, we have indeed an expert. The fashion expert for the California Apparel Creators Association, Miss Eve Crane. Miss Crane, we're certainly delighted to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here, and I'm sure all the people that are listening would like to know what our lovely bride wore today.
You go right to it. That's very important. You get lots of letters, actually.
She had on a beautiful white knit dress with a lace bodice and a squared contour neckline with a tiered net skirt that was lovely. Her veil was a white cap lace, starch lace, with a three-quarter length veil, and with this she wore silver sandals. On her hand she wore white lace mitts and pearls about her neck. She really was a most beautiful bride, and frankly she had stars in her eyes, which is where I think a bride's stars belong.
Well, so do I. I think that all brides are very lovely, and there's something about them that kind of puts places them in a category by themselves.
It sort of gives us all stars in our eyes.
Makes you think of... Well, you miss, aren't
Make you? Make dream, you know.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Tell me, if you will, Mr. Crane, the California Apparel Creators Association, I'm not too familiar about it, of course, I'm not a miss back
then. Well, okay, we're a promotional organization for all apparel manufacturers in Los Angeles, and our job is to tell all you people what delightful clothes California makes. We contend that California clothes are not only garments, but a way of life. They have a free swing, an uninhibited dash about them. Gives you girls just that nice feeling that you've been looking for.
Gee. Thank you, Miss Crane. And people be wondering who's sponsoring this program, so we better have a few words from Jack McElroy. Let them know.
Ladies, in one respect, all toothpastes are alike. That is, all of them will clean film from your teeth, will sweeten your breath. But Phillips toothpaste, because of its marvelous extra ingredient, also does an additional important job. It actually protects the beauty of your teeth by neutralizing on contact the mouth acids that many dentists say are a major cause of tooth decay. But remember, these acids are in everyone's mouth. Now, Phillips toothpaste does this vital job of helping to guard against tooth decay because it's made from acid-neutralizing Phillips milk and magnesia. Now, remember, none of the three leading toothpaste, not a single one of them contains this marvelous extra ingredient. Only Phillips toothpaste has it. In addition, Phillips toothpaste brightens your teeth beautifully, and its cool, minty flavor wakes up your mouth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, sweeter. So for everything that any toothpaste can give you, plus the protective advantage of Phillips extra ingredient, get Phillips Milk and Magnesia Toothpaste. Today, ask for P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Phillips Toothpaste.
Thank you, Jack. You know, this particular couple today and their story is most unusual, so much so that very famous newspaper correspondent Lucien Sauvage of Reuters is here today to cover it. And with him is Madame Sauvage, another very well-known writer for French magazines, and also one of our famous American writers and columnist for Variety. You all know Frank Scully. So let's welcome all three of them, the bride and groom, and we'll see what goes on here. Mr. Sauvage, you came down to cover the event?
Yes, sir. Yes, John. Everybody's interested all over the world.
Well, that's very good. Well, I think young lovers have a universal appeal all over. And
I guess so.
Is this the first bride and groom wedding you've covered?
No. I cover all of your foreign...
Foreign. All foreign ones. Mm-hmm. Yes. So were you here for the Dutch, little Dutch girl who was born in Tianjin, China?
Yes, I was here.
And a wonderful story. Where is the... Madame Sauvage?
She's in the back.
Sauvage, where are you? Over here. Oh, yes. You're a writer for Parisian magazines, aren't you?
Yes, Montreal.
Mm-hmm. And did you think our bride is lovely, that she was well-described?
She is very lovely, and I think your program is the most moving that I have ever heard.
Well, that's nice to hear, Madame Sauvage. I really appreciate it. See, I noticed sitting with you is a couple of honeymooners. Your name is...
Mrs. Peter Shortino from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, Canadian.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
2 weeks and 2 days.
Married
today.
In Montreal?
In Montreal.
Canada.
Well, I think the champions on the short end here are...
Mrs. Henry Dawson.
From where?
I'm from California, but we're moving to Louisiana.
I see. And you're Mr. Dawson.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had that name, Dawson?
2 days.
Well, you do well to even remember it. And I think at the other end of the scale, the extremely happy scale, young folks right here. You are Mr.
W.B. McDaniel.
And this is Mr. McDaniel?
Yes, sir.
Where's your home, Mr. McDaniel?
In Los Angeles.
I see. And do you raise a family?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
51 years.
They're celebrating their anniversary today. Our congratulations we have for you. Two gifts in gold, two very beautiful, very thin, 17 jewels, Gruen precision watches. The time, you're in the golden years of married life, there's two gifts in gold. Congratulations, thank you. Come back and see us on your next anniversary. That's contrast. Married 51 years and married 2 days. Oh, fine. We have a lot of lovely gifts for our bride and groom, and their ceremony continues in the chapel. I'd like to show them to you here, for I think you'll be interested in this lovely wedding album, which is presented each day by Sergius Alberts, the famous society photographer of Beverly Hills, full of candid shots with formal portraits. And Capitol Records of Hollywood, who record your favorite artists, also record. This is the album that the bride's parents will get, describing the groom that she's going to bring home very, very soon. We have a lot of other lovely gifts for them. Showing a few of your gifts here. We've presented your photographic album, your record album. Now from Gorham since 1831, America's leading silversmith, the silver for your home, the traditional lovely Gorham. These days present our bride with a choice of five of Gorham's many exquisite patterns, English Gadroon, Nocturne, Buttercup, Strasbourg, and King Edward today. Complete service for four, 24 pieces of sterling. That's very beautiful. And for the bride, this is something, I think you have Max Factor Cosmetics down under, as you call it. This is the Max Factor makeup kit, exactly designed for the stars of Hollywood, with Max Factor's fine cosmetics, and the bride will enjoy them very much. And for your honeymoon, because you'll want pictures to remember it, the fine Argo Flex camera, the finest made by the Argus Camera Company with a reflex action. See the pictures you take it. Your supply of Anker film. You can have honeymoon memories, believe me. For your home, I don't know who's going to get this, but we'll present it to both of you, the famous Phoenix Airflow Chair. It has a patented steel construction that makes it, it just fits anybody, and it's just like sitting on a cloud. I don't know. You think you'll get that, Brad?
It's doubtful.
This man's a realist. And to go along with that, we don't want you to miss bride and groom any time you're here in the States, so we have for you this little portable Bendix radio with the invisible handle, so you can listen to bride and groom, because often we have elderly couples that have married a long time, and they give you some good advice if you just listen.
John, I know this couple's going to be very happy, so I'm not going to present the traditional, just our little souvenir rolling pin to the groom.
Take that back to
him. Thank you.
Wait a minute, Dan says that's for her.
Please.
All right,
man.
And... for your home, this will be delivered. Where are you going to live?
Wellington, New Zealand.
Well, here it is, the new 1947 Servel refrigerator. This is really a beautiful refrigerator, 96 ice cubes and a wonderful storage capacity. The tiny flame is silent. There are no moving parts, nothing to wear out. and it will be delivered to you in your home in Wellington, New Zealand.
That's right.
So that's great. Well, now about the honeymoon, because we want you to see America at its best, we're going to send you on your honeymoon. Waiting outside here is a Tanner Motor Livery limousine with a uniformed chauffeur waiting to drive you to Los Angeles Municipal Airport for a big four-motored Western Airlines Skymaster standing by to fly you over mountain and desert country. Well, I guess maybe you don't know, but Western Airlines is the skyway to the nation's, to our nation's playgrounds and all. And you're heading to one of the most exciting places in all America. A place we all like to go out here. It's Las Vegas, Nevada, for a real Western honeymoon. A little tour limousine will meet you at Las Vegas Airport and drive you to the Hotel Last Frontier, which is very famous. Picture stars and all go there. You'll be guests for a full week of your honeymoon. And while you're at the Last Frontier, this little limousine will be at your disposal for trips to Boulder Dam, Mount Meade, the famous Charleston Ski Bar Ranch, operated during the snow season by the Last Frontier. At night, you can dine and dance in the hotel's beautiful Ramona Room, the Last Frontier, where Rudy Valley heads up the show, the floor show there. And your host is going to be managing director W.J. Moore. I know you'll see you have a real Western honeymoon with all the trimmings when your stay is ended. A Western airliner will fly you back to Los Angeles. And that will be something that very few people from down under have ever heard.
I should say so.
And it couldn't happen to nicer people. We're so happy for
them. Oh, thank you very
much. Will you single girls get up here now, please? Toss our bride bouquet. A romance of the maple lanes will be presented here tomorrow, since our bride and groom, both ardent devotees of the sport of bowling, met at a bowling center. They've been bowled over ever since, so you'll hear their story. I guess we're not going to have time to toss our bride bouquet. No, we're not. We'll do it right after we leave the air, but let us now, as our couple just before they leave on their honeymoon, send with them our best wishes for a long and happy life in their home in the land down under. The rest of you people listen to Jack McElroy, who has a message, and we'll see the rest of you tomorrow.
Beneath the light of the moon, romance reaches a peak of tenderness and enchantment. And so often it's because the girl knows the importance of having skin that stirs the senses. Yes, and it's to give you skin that stirs the senses. Skin that looks radiantly romantic, feels velvetly soft and smooth, and makes hearts beat faster with its tempting, alluring fragrance that the new, wonderful Philips Beauty Facial has designed. Twice a day, morning and night, do this.
First, spread a thin beauty gel of the new gentle Philips Milk of Magnesia cleansing cream over your face and neck. Instantly, it will loosen dirt and makeup, floating them on the surface of your skin. As you tissue off this beauty veil, always using an upward-outward motion, you almost feel your skin breathing with cleanliness. Next, wash as usual with soap and warm water and blot dry. Finally, touch your fingertips to your new Philips cleansing cream and pat very lightly on face and neck. Remove with tissue. Your Philips Beauty Facial is complete.
And don't forget, when you use the new Philips cleansing cream, use a little, not a lot. For unlike thick, heavy, ordinary creams, it's super fine in texture. Leaves no greasy afterfilm because it liquefies instantly, tissues off cleanly, easily. So for radiantly romantic skin that stirs the senses, enjoy the Philips Beauty Facial. Get the 30 or 60 cent size jar of PHILLIPS, new wonderful Philips cleansing cream today. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood.
Are you often tired? Your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Take ironized yeast tablets to help build up red blood cells to get the energy you need to work, to play, to think. Ironized yeast tablets. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.